Today, we're going to explore something new. We're going to open your mind and your heart to a deeply feminine process that will transform you. You will feel your core self shift. If you've had trouble progressing before, today things will change. So let's start by relaxing, because relaxation is the core of your feminine self. Letting go is what it's all about. So breathe in and breathe out. And feel every muscle in your body loosen. Feel every thought in your mind drift away. Let your entire self let go. That's good. Did you feel it? Did you feel the letting go? Just notice that. And then on an even deeper level, let go again. Not as a conscious act. Not as a task to complete. But as a natural process of your body. Your body and mind want to let go. So all you do is just notice your mind and body doing what it does. Just experience the letting go. Breathe in and breathe out. Yes. Good girl. Now let's go deeper, almost like a flower opening its petals. The letting go has layers and layers of unfolding. Feel yourself let go even more. I want you to feel in an embodied way the difference between masculine and feminine energy. So imagine a flower in front of you. It's growing out of the earth, and you're looking at it. Imagine you reach out and gently open its petals. One by one, you gently open them, seeing deeper and deeper into the flower's depths. Each petal that you tease open reveals even more beautiful petals underneath. Now, flip perspective. Imagine you are the flower. And imagine someone is opening your petals. And you are letting them do it. They unfold each petal one by one. And the sensation of them opening you is delicious. You feel their fingers softly opening you. As they gaze into your depths, see the admiration on their face as they see into your beauty. You love the attention of their gaze, and you love the feeling of them devoting their efforts on you. You love that they are admiring your beauty in all its depth. And so you just let go and enjoy the process. This is what the feminine response feels like. You are a flower, and being opened is your greatest joy. Good girl. Now, let's use another metaphor so you can feel it from another angle. Imagine you're a person with a gift in your hands. You're about to give it to a loved one. You move towards them and they turn to you. Imagine you extend the gift and they take it. They smile, reach down, and start unwrapping the gift. When they get inside, they see it's a diamond necklace. They look up at you, beaming with gratitude. Now, let's play that scenario again, this time as the receiver. Imagine you're sitting peacefully alone. A man approaches you with a gift. Feel the joy in your body as you realize it's for you. He hands it to you. Feel the sensation of the box in your hands. You open it and realize it's a beautiful necklace. Gratitude swells up within you, and you look at him and smile joyfully. Breathe in. And breathe out. What if you approached life from the feminine perspective? What if you identified fully with the receiver? What if you saw yourself as a beautiful flower? How would your energy shift? How would your way of being change? Imagine doing the normal activities of life from that feminine view. How would you watch TV? Maybe you'd fully receive the shows, taking them in with every sense. You could let your body open to them. Let the emotional experience fully wash over you. Or how would you interact with friends? Maybe you'd listen to them more openly. You'd emphasize and feel into their experience with all your heart. You wouldn't direct the conversation or tell them what to do. You'd let them direct it and just be open to their direction, experiencing their direction as a gift and fully appreciating that gift with gratitude. Breathe in and breathe out. That's good. You see, being feminine doesn't take effort. It's not about doing something. It's about embodying the spirit of receptivity. Being open, being grateful, and letting life in. So when you notice yourself directing your attention or effort, try flipping that process over. Try letting life direct you and just let go. Allow what is to be as it is. Allow your body and mind to open and see life as a gift that is being given to you. In every moment of every day, you're the receiver, you're the allower, you're letting it all in. Good girl. Now, let's practice. I'll start with some affirmations. Instead of just listening to them, try to open to them in an embodied way. Try to fully receive them. So if I say, I am beautiful, let the statement seep into your awareness and feel deeply what it would be like to believe that you are beautiful, as if you had said it with all your heart. So let's begin. I am beautiful. I am radiant. I am full of gratitude. I am full of joy. I love myself. I'm accepting of what is. I go with the flow in life. I enjoy the ups and downs. Every aspect of life is affirming to me. because I love life. I inspire others. I'm caring. I am a beautiful woman. I brighten people's lives with my presence. And I bring out people's best selves. I am a goddess. I am pure love. My feminine side leads me. Because I am deeply feminine. And I am so accepting of myself. Accepting of all my qualities. I love every aspect of me. I let all of me flourish and grow. I let all of me be expressed. I nurture it all. Love it all. I am happy being a woman. I'm happy as me. And I show up in the world fully, with grace and dignity. Acceptance and compassion, like a queen. With my head held high, and my heart open, fully in my body, fully connected to it, guided by it, in all its wisdom, because I am a woman, and I love being me. Good girl. Breathe in. And breathe out. Over the next few days and weeks, I want you to internalize this session. I want you to start really opening your feminine self and letting that guide you. Practice becoming embodied. Practice opening your heart. Practice receiving and step into the power of you as a feminine person. Now, let's start to wake up again when I count down from 5 to 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wake up.